takes after it, used in that
way. Yeah, I've heard that. Uh-huh. But, okay. It takes after a celery.
And mm-hmm. if you were talking about a woman, you'd say she had a really hard life. Her husband died, and all by herself, she had to do something to the six children. She had to.
I'd say raise them.
Raise. To a naughty child, you might say, you better be careful. You're going to get a
spanking.
If you saw a little boy and he was a lot taller this year than last year, you'd say, in 1 year, he really...
I'd say he really has grown.
Mm-hmm. And he'd say, yes, this year I really...
grew.
Mm-hmm. A child that's born to an unmarried woman would be a...
illegitimate.
Okay. Your brother's son would be called your...
nephew.
Mm-hmm. A child that's lost its father and mother is called...
an orphan.
Mm-hmm. And a person that the court would appoint to look after an orphan would be its...
guardian.
I can't believe I'm having so much trouble. This cold is killing me. Between the cold in my car, I don't know if I'm if a woman gave a party and she and all the invited all the people that are related to her, you'd be saying she asked all her
relatives.
Mm-hmm. If somebody else, you knew somebody else named Myers, and you might say, yes, she has the same name as I do, but she's no
relation.
And somebody that came to town that you had never seen before, you'd say that person was a... or into your neighborhood that you didn't know.
New.
Okay. Or that you would call... or say somebody who came to the door that you didn't know, that person would be a...
visitor.
Okay. And this is just going to be for pronunciation. This is just some names. In the Bible, Jesus' mother's name...
Mary.
And George Washington's wife is named
Martha.
That's your name. Should have said, what's your name? It would have been a simple way to do that. There's a song that goes, wait till the sun shines.
Nelly.
Mm-hmm. And the first book of the New Testament is
Matthew.
Mm-hmm. A woman who conducts school would be a...
teacher.
Okay. If you knew somebody named either Cooper or Cooper and she was married, you would refer to her as...
Mrs. Cooper.
Cooper. Have you ever heard the expression in talking about somebody who's not really very good at something? Have you ever heard them called a jackleg?
Mm-mm.
What relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
Okay, in the Bible, Abraham's wife. I didn't know that one. Let me try it another way. There's a kind of cake. No, they make cakes and pies that you can buy frozen. And it's the woman's name, and the last name is Lee.
Sarah? Oh, Sarah.
Uh-huh, right, Sarah. That's the way I had
should've
to get
known
it.
That.
That was the way I had to get it. I couldn't remember Abraham's wife, and I was embarrassed. If your father had a brother by the name of William, you would call him
Bill.
Mm-hmm. And if you were addressing him with his, well, I guess sort of with his title that you'd use, if he were your uncle, you'd call him
Uncle Bill.
Mm-hmm. And if you had one named John, you'd call him
Uncle John.
The commander of an army would be called? Highest rank. Okay, like Eisenhower before
he... You mean a general?
Right. Mm-hmm. And the man who advertises Kentucky Fried Chicken is?
Colonel.
And a man in charge of a